Our fourth tactical strategy is niche marketing. And we talked about this in the success principles under specialization. This is really how to the tactics to capitalize on that success principle once you've identified and developed your specialization. You know, many of you may already be specialists and some of you may not be. What I would tell you that if specialists, as we talked about before, always do better than generalists do in this business, and all the top advisors have their individual specializations. And what I'd tell you that if you feel like a generalist right now and you don't have a real specialty, is to identify your natural market. Look at what most of your clients do, and you'll find, you may be surprised at how much they have in common. That is your specialty. And so what you really want to do is continue to develop that expertise and become better and better at it, to the point that no one can compete with you. I know several top advisors that they're so deep with their specialization, they're so good, that the minute they get in front of somebody that's in that particular niche, they blow the competition away because they're such experts. Remember the question I said before that people within a niche are going to ask, why should I do business with you? Affluent people want to work with somebody that specializes in what they do. And your answer should be, because I specialize in working with people like you. I've built my business with people like you. I know what your issues are. I'm very good at your industry and specifically people in your circumstance. That's the perfect way to answer that question. So what are some tactical ways that you can leverage your expertise and specialization? There are really two. And you can do one or you can do both or obviously a combination of the two. The first one is networking within your specialization. And that really requires that you find out what the related associations are, what the trade magazines are, you know, what the people in this particular specialty, where they go and how they think. It's really immersing yourself into that particular niche market. And part of the offering we have in our resource guide is some resources that you can find in terms of identifying local associations within your market area, as well as the trade magazines that people in a particular niche market read. They're really not that hard to find, and we provide some websites that will guide you in that direction. The other idea in terms of getting ideas on how to immerse yourself with your specialization is to ask your clients that are in that niche market, you know, their advice. You know, one of the best things you can do is to go to your natural market and say, if you were me, how would you best approach people like you? What ideas would you have? What suggestions would you make? And you'll get all kinds of great suggestions on how to penetrate that market, many of which you never would have thought of yourself. I want to use a quick example of one of the top advisors and how he really leveraged this concept of networking within his niche market. This particular top advisor joined an association by the name of the Indus Group, TIE. And he was introduced to it by his brother, who was a member. And what the Indus Group really does is it fosters entrepreneurs. It provides it's an organization that encourages entrepreneurs. And in fact, there's a mentoring system that occurs among the charter members or the senior members of this organization, where they actually mentor people that may be working in a large corporation that want to become entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs that have good ideas but aren't quite sure what to do with them. This organization mentors people that are in that circumstance. So this top advisor immersed himself in, became a leader, actually opened a chapter of the Indus Group in the Chicago area, which was a big deal. It takes 12 to 18 months. You have to have 15 charter members. Each charter member is highly scrutinized, and it took a lot of work. But he came across, obviously, as the leader because he formed this local chapter there. So what happened was that he had the opportunity to mentor all of these aspiring entrepreneurs, some successful, some not as successful, But when their market, when their ideas or their companies came to market, in many cases were successful and were bought out, and they had big windfalls, who did they go to? They went to the person that helped mentor them and were involved in their business to invest the money. And so through his association and commitment and immersion into this particular organization, this top advisor took his business, he credits it, from $2.5 to $5 million. He doubled his business, took him to a whole nother level because he was put himself in position with many people that had the opportunity for success, and when they did, of course, they went to the person that helped mentor them. So that's a prime example of how to immerse yourself into a niche market. Really paid off in a big way. It's not hard to join the associations. It's not hard to go to the trade shows. It's not hard to subscribe to the trade magazines. What you want to do is position yourself as an insider, not an outsider, so that you know who the movers and shakers are. You talk the language, and people in that niche relate to you. They want to work with someone that they feel specializes in their particular situation. And if you do that, you're going to be very successful. The other tactic in terms of niche marketing is to make what I call warm calls. And I alluded to an example or provided an example earlier of Melissa. What Melissa did is she had a high level of expertise based on her planning background, and she started as a new advisor. And she basically made warm calls to people that she knew were qualified. And what Melissa said in essence was she would make the call and she would say to, you know, her target prospect, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Prospect, my name is Melissa. I work with XYZ Financial, and I have developed a great level or a great depth of expertise and specialization in working with people like you, successful executives like you. And you've arrived, or you're at a point in your career, in your investment cycle, where you really deserve to work with or should work with somebody that has the level of expertise and specialization that I do. And I would very much like to have an introductory appointment with you in which I could find out more about your circumstance, I can share my expertise with you, and hopefully take your investments and your investment program to a new and better level. Well, in many cases, those executives would say, well, that's fine, Melissa, but I already have another financial advisor. And what Melissa would then say is, I understand that. I'm not surprised that you do. But here are a list of questions that I would encourage you to ask your current advisor. And if they can't answer those questions to your satisfaction, when I call you back next week, I hope that you would consider having an appointment with me in working with someone that's a true specialist. And Melissa would give them then a list of questions that were all tied to executive compensation, estate planning, concentrated positions, different technical aspects that, you know, she was very comfortable talking about. In most cases, the current advisor wasn't necessarily. So Melissa would call back. The executive, in many cases, would agree to see her because their current advisor couldn't answer the questions. So it's just a great example of really being knowledgeable and making a commitment to knowing your market well so that you can distance and separate yourself from most advisors that haven't made that same deep and narrow commitment to their, or even identified their niche market. You know, you might be asking yourself, well, how did Melissa kind of get through the gatekeeper to get to the executives? According to her, she was very persistent. She called early in the morning. She called later at night when the screeners weren't there. And basically, she knew something about them in advance. She could often provide a reference once she kind of got started because she knew people in the niche, which made their comfort level higher from the beginning. So that's much different than a cold call. You identify yourself as a specialist. You congratulate the person you're calling for their success. You provide references, you know something about them in advance, and that tactic has worked for those advisors that use it, top advisors that use it very well. Carl is another example. Carl routinely makes warm calls. He looks for money in motion. he calls the, he sends them an email first, finds their email address, congratulates them, tells them that he's going to call them, and then he calls them. You know, Carl's been in the business 25 years, and he's still making these kind of calls. A typical call that Carl would make would be, you know, Mr. Successful Entrepreneur, I read about the fact that your company was recently bought, your local company was recently bought out. Congratulations. I hope you got my email. One of the great things about my business is that I work with successful, interesting people like you. I specialize in working with entrepreneurs whose companies have recently been bought out. I've got a lot of experience. I'll be happy to send you a link to my website to validate that. And I would love to have the occasion to sit down and find out more about you and share with you our approach to successful people like you. Could we get something on the calendar? All right? That's a warm call that a $3 million, 25-year veteran makes every day. So, you know, I know that traditional cold calling doesn't work, but with a high level of specialization and doing the steps that I recommended, providing references, doing some research in advance, sharing your specialization, that becomes a warm call, and it's very effective. If you do a combination between the networking and the warm calls, or just do one or the other, I am confident that you can bring in 4 affluent clients a year if you employ this technique.